It's Tuesday, January 4th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. COVID cases continue to rise in the U.S. as the Omicron variant proves to be highly transmissible. The rise in infections has reignited the conversation over masks, which now has some doctors and healthcare systems saying cloth masks may not be enough, recommending that you pair them with surgical masks or upgrade to other options like KN95 masks. Nidhi Subbaraman, science reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for What to Know. Thanks for joining us, Nidhi.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Wanted to talk about some new developments with what's going on with COVID-19 right now. The Omicron variant has proven to be very transmissible. We're seeing cases soar to new records all over the United States. Obviously, hospitalizations is a key thing to pay attention when we talk about it, because those are the worst cases, though those are the most troubling ones. But even those numbers have gone up. I know it's a numbers game with a lot of it. Doctors and health experts starting to say, you know, bring masks up in the conversation again. And I know that's a very contentious issue. A lot of people don't want to wear them, things like that. But we're starting to see health experts say that cloth masks might not be enough. We might need to step up either double mask or get those KN95 masks, the N95 masks, and really step up our game that way. So, Nidhi, tell us a little bit more about it.
So we've seen masks come back up in conversation, chiefly, I think, as you pointed out, because experts are worried about how transmissible Omicron is among people who are not vaccinated, but also even among people who are. So though we know that vaccines are, a top form of checking the virus, either from getting sick seriously, people are looking to other aspects of defenses against the virus, like masks, in order to stop this more transmissible variant to the extent that we can.
Yeah, and you know, we're seeing the response already come from companies and other places. For example, my wife, she works in an office. They were supposed to go back to work this week after the holiday break. They sent an email out saying, nobody's coming back. We're working from home this week. And now the only acceptable mask to wear in the office are the KN95 masks, which they provide them and all. But still, they're setting those limits already, saying, you know, this is the only thing you can wear for now.
That's really interesting. We've heard from doctors who are recommending that people switch over to a stronger version of a mask beyond just a cloth mask. I think since the beginning of the pandemic, there has generally been an accepted understanding among experts that the more sophisticated masks offer better protection, but that any kind of masking offers some level of a barrier against transmission of this virus. We know, and we have known for some time, that they are transmitted in droplets when you breathe in and breathe out. And people initially suspected that even the tinier particles might carry the virus. And since then, it's been confirmed that they do transmit as well in these tiny droplets. And the more robust masks, the KN95 grade or the N95 grade, can better stop those tinier particles from spreading as well. And, you know, with Omicron being so widely prevalent, I think the thinking is that your chance of encountering this is increased. So if you can protect yourself and protect other people, this is something you should be able to do.
Right. In your article, you posted an interesting graph that kind of shows, you know, how long it would take to be exposed to COVID. You know, if somebody was infected and wore a mask or didn't wear a mask, vice versa, what kind of mask, and, you know, in a person that was not infected, if they were in the same room, how long it would take. And if nobody's wearing anything, you know, in a matter of 15 minutes, you've been exposed and you could be infected already. You know, if you start wearing these surgical masks and N95 masks, you know, it obviously takes a lot longer. If both people are wearing surgical masks, it could take up to an hour before you might be infected. If you're wearing these N95 masks, it's like 25 hours, you know. So the type of mask, the protections they provide, the better they are, obviously, they do help out a lot.
Absolutely, yeah. And some of it has to do with the way they are structured in terms of the layers that they're placed one over the other. Some of the KN95s, some of the surgical masks have a material that is like a plastic that has a electrostatic charge that traps the particles better, so better, you know, stops them from moving around. The other thing that experts point to really as far as making the most effective use of these is really the fit. So I know it's easy to have, you know, if you have your glasses on and your mask underneath and you sort of shift it around so that it doesn't fog things up, but really having a super tight seal around your face is part of making sure that these are working as they ought to, because in as much as you want the particles from being prevented from going through the masks, if they're coming up over your nose or, you know, in gaps, that is something that one needs to be watching out for as well.
We know that obviously the conversation is going around right now. That's why we're talking about it. But what is the official guidance from the CDC right now on this? Because they're not saying, they're still, you know, they want anybody to mask up anyway as possible just to help out as much. But they have even said, you know, maybe double masking is a smart choice.
Yeah, I think there are some experts who would like the CDC to come out pretty specifically and say this mask over that mask and say that some masks are better than others, or even recommend people use a certain kind of mask. The time this came up recently is when the CDC changed its isolation guidelines for people who've been infected with COVID-19, and they proposed that they can come away from isolation if they're asymptomatic after 5 days potentially, but keep a mask on for a certain period of time after that to keep protection at its max.
Well, we'll see how the conversation continues around this. Obviously, we're seeing the Omicron variant spread very quickly. So just be safe and protect yourself. Nidhi Subbaraman, science reporter at The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check us out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.